This podcast service from News Talk WHCU is brought to you by Black Box Computer Consulting.
It's time once again for All Things Equal, our weekly radio show featuring community conversations over issues of race, class, equity, and sustainability. All Things Equal is sponsored by Cayuga Medical Center, Ithaca City School District, Cornell University, Tompkins-Cortland Community College, Ithaca College, and Wegmans, with support from the Cayuga Radio Group and Tompkins County Chamber of Commerce. Our guest this morning for All Things Equal is George Ferrari, the Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Tompkins County, with an important first-time survey on local equity and social capital. And George, I understand that the last time you were part of our All Things Equal with Jeff Dunn,
right,
you were announcing and beginning this study.
We were just starting this, absolutely.
Before we get to the details, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for asking us.
Talking about this community survey. Give me a little bit of background about the Community Foundation of Tompkins County, how long it's been around, and what it does for our community.
The Community Foundation in Tompkins County is celebrating 12 years. It's an old idea that's almost 100 years old. Many communities across the U.S. have a community foundation, and the basic idea is that we do three functions with two types of resources. We acquire, we steward, grow, and distribute grants, money, people understand that, from gifts and generosity in the community. But also in the case of the social capital survey, we do the same three functions with information, because we're constantly curious. We want to make sure that we marry grants with information to make sure that we're investing effectively in the philanthropy in our community for the kind of results we want to get. And in order to do that, we need to know what's going on. And this is a great example of trying to know better what's going on in our community.
Information is power.
Information is power, and information is shared among many people in this community that are also very curious and interested in knowing what's going on.
Well, not everybody shares their power, George.
No, that's an important role the Community Foundation can help you with.
So you've been doing this for a year and a half now, the Community Foundation working with the Tompkins County Chamber of Commerce, the Cornell Institute of Public Affairs, students on the Harvard Social Capital Benchmark Survey for Community Benefit. So this survey is about what, and then why is it so important for us?
So social capital really comes from some of Robert Putnam's work in Bowling Alone. It's a basic idea that social relationships and the connections people have allow people and organizations and neighborhoods and communities to work together in a way that solve problems and advance the interest of people in our communities. That's clearly the mission of the Community Foundation as well. The Chamber was very interested in this and found, actually, the Social Capital Survey because of their concerns of issues of race and inequity in the schools and also more broadly in the community. So we found this opportunity and saw that other communities and community foundations were involved in this idea as early as 1999 or 2000. We worked with CEPA to put this together because we wanted to have a way of knowing what's going on here and comparing Ithaca and Tompkins County with other communities as well. And that's why it's sort of valuable. The central idea is that social networks have value and that our community needs to show that value on our community balance sheet. That's why it's social capital. It's an asset we have. It's an asset we can grow. It's an asset we can borrow against. It's an asset we can use to solve problems.
I don't think people generally look at it that way, but when you think about it in that light, it certainly makes all the sense in the world, especially considering the fabric of community, which is so strong here, the safety net here, which is so tightly knit, and the group of people that make that possible, which is, for lack of a better word, our community.
Everyone here. I think this is an area that has a very strong sense of pride about not settling for the status quo. We like to design our own lives here. We think we can do better than the average bear, and we think we have strong ideas and ways to try to include more and more people in solving problems in creative, entrepreneurial, unique kind of ways. That's a real strong value in our area, and it shows up in our social capital.
And I would say that, yeah, there is evidence to substantiate those claims at this point in our community. When you said CEPA before, to be clear, that's the Cornell Institute of Public Affairs.
Correct. The students were invaluable. Wonderful, wonderful level of work with Cornell University in this regard.
The idea behind social capital, as it's been explained to me, trust, diverse social networks, and associated norms of giving back and reciprocity, all part of a well-functioning community.
So it includes things like political participation, civic participation in neighborhood associations, faith communities, workplace activities, informal social connections, knowing your neighbor, knowing who's in the neighborhood, welcoming new people. It also, we're interested in it because it includes things like altruism and volunteering and philanthropy. And philanthropy at its root talks about your ability to be optimistic about people taking action to improve the quality of life. That's what we're about, and that's why we need this information.
Our guest for All Things Equal, George Ferrari, Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Tompkins County, with an important and first-of-its-kind survey on local equity and social capital in our backyard. One of the study, one of the results that startled me, 51% of people with less than a bachelor's degree have never so much as attended a public community meeting. That's a pretty high level of non-involvement for a community that prides itself on involvement, wouldn't you say?
Well, part of what social capital helps us look at are those places that we may not want to initially explore, where there are divisions or disconnects, and ask us to look at why that might be and what steps we can take to encourage more people to be involved. Are our political meetings or social media or civic engagement opportunities, are they in any way exclusive? Are they sending the wrong messages about who we want to have there? Are there ways we can improve how we act as a community to increase that level of participation? So what we have are a lot of initial results, and I should mention that all of the data are available on the Community Foundation website at CF, for Community Foundation, cftompkins.org, in our policies, documents, and reports area. You can see a lot of information. It's some of it's relatively raw, unanalyzed data, and part of why we're doing this is to do the social capital survey on a regular basis every 3 to 5 years, let's say. We can look back and compare our data against ourselves as well as other communities like ours. So we have a lot of initial information, and now we need the community to help us analyze it. What do these data mean?
Well, if you're asking me, 51% of people with less than a bachelor's degree have never attended a public community meeting. Part may be they don't see the connection between the community meeting and their own community. Another part may be I don't have a bachelor's degree, so I'm working that much harder just to eke out a living, and I don't have a lot of time at the end of the day to get involved in civic participation.
And we need to ask these folks, is it an issue of transportation? Is it an issue of having multiple responsibilities, multiple jobs? Is it an issue of the meeting happening at a bad time in a place that's far away from where you live and where you work and you have childcare issues, and it's just one more thing you're not able to do? So again, these data show us information. We now need the community's help in interpreting what that means and what actions we can take to improve the value of social capital in Tompkins County.
So the value of this first-of-its-kind survey all of a sudden becomes abundantly apparent. If you know the reasons for involvement, lack of involvement, you can begin to address it and get more people involved in a community that prides itself on such.
And we can offer this information to businesses, to other not-for-profits, to funders like ourselves, to take certain action. I mean, social capital has been associated with better functioning democracies, lower levels of violent crime, stronger economies, even better grades in school, and lower levels rates of depression. So this is really a valuable measure. We should use
George,
this.
You got me excited about this.
That's
now.
My job.
That's
I'm glad to
cool.
hear that. That's good.
Other results that may surprise some and others may understand it in ways that have yet to be explained. Whites reported lower levels of interracial trust than social trust, whereas people of color have identical levels of both interracial trust and social trust. Does this indicate the tension between races that may exist in our community, or at least disparity between the way different racial groups see each other?
Racial tension and racism is a very difficult set of issues to talk about. We have a number of organizations in our community who address this on a regular basis, and we have other organizations who could really benefit from paying more attention to this. So we have to find that out. I mean, some of the good folks at like the Multicultural Resource Center, Audrey Cooper just received a wonderful Kellogg Foundation grant to evaluate a particular aspect of looking at bringing people together across racial differences and talking honestly and forthrightly about difficult issues. We need to understand this better as well.
Okay, so this survey begins to underscore some of the racial divide that perhaps people feel but can't put their finger on, really shocked me. People of color more politically involved through meetings and rallies, according to the survey, but nearly 40% are not registered to vote, and that compares with 8% of whites. What the heck? So they're involved in the community, but the people of color are not going to vote. However, white folks, they may not be as involved, but they're all voting.
That could be they're registered. Doesn't mean they're voting.
Okay.
What we talked about is whether you're registered or not. And there are all sorts of issues about who's allowed to register, who sees voting as a useful exercise in democracy and sees actual choices out there that matter they want to participate in, who wants to be involved in certain ways and figures out the most economical, efficient kind of way of changing the political landscape. So maybe it isn't going to a rally when you have limited resources, anyone has limited resources of time. everyone's pressured for time. When you look at the number of uncontested races, for instance, just recently on Common Council the past couple of years, maybe voting has to be improved by allowing there to be and enabling there to be more choices and more candidates. We don't know these things, but that's one of the things we're going to dig down deep into and talk with other communities who have done this survey as well. There's some talk among the Community Foundation group. I'm going to the national meeting next month in New Orleans about reissuing the survey as early as 2013. So we're able to compare ourselves against communities like Winston-Salem or Ann Arbor or Boulder, who are similar to us in many ways, often larger than we are. But there are some national data sets we can look at as well. What we know is social capital over the last 20 or so years has been declining. We know that Tompkins County social capital is somewhat relatively higher than other communities, yet it's still in decline. So we don't want to sort of sit back on our laurels and rest on our laurels and say, oh, we're doing better than some other communities. We have to ask questions about why there are trends and what we can do to constantly improve the participation and the activity and the community building that we have opportunities to do in Tompkins County.
George Ferrari, Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Tompkins County, taking a look at some of the results of a first-of-its-kind survey in our backyard on social capital, a year and a half in the making, and you're already talking about doing it all over again.
Absolutely. We did the actual survey in 2010. The group that was working with the Chamber and the Foundation, the CEPA students from Cornell, helped us really prepare for the next time we're ready to do this survey, and they've just been incredibly, incredibly professional and valuable in their work with us.
It's very interesting because you begin to understand empirically the things that perhaps you've been feeling just as part of your community, but couldn't quite put words to it or statistics.
That's right.
And it seems to suggest, and the other thing is, this survey seems to find a large amount of trust and strong social ties. Volunteer efforts are, compared to other communities, are pretty impressive.
They are.
High interest in public affairs here in Tompkins County. I would say these are all have to be reasons to be optimistic about
Absolutely.
Where we live.
These are valuable aspects of our social capital. So what can we do to preserve them, to protect that, and to grow them over time, and to include more and more people in understanding the value of them?
I'm guessing, George, resting on our laurels is not a choice.
That's nothing we do at the Community Foundation. Absolutely not. I mean, in some ways, it's a choice. I would argue it's not a good choice, and it's not the only choice that we have. There are sometimes issues of inertia and momentum in our community where it can be hard to move things because things have always been done a certain way. This is an opportunity to look at information that might be a little uncomfortable, but at least to look at it broadly and in a collegial sort of way across communities and sort of say, how can we do better?
So the recommendations for the Community Foundation of Tompkins County seem to center around building trust for the local government and bridging the gap between different racial and socioeconomic groups, which in some cases appear to be in communities more or less one and the same.
Yeah. One of the things we did recently was we visited each of the 8 rural townships. We were in Groton and Newfield, Enfield, et cetera, and we had listening, learning focus groups and said, tell us what you love about your community. Tell us what the needs are in the community. Understand that we're a community foundation for the entire county. And we got very valuable information from that. It helped guide, actually, our fall grant cycle. And there's information about that on our website as well, cftompkins.org. So we understand that communities have a real strong sense of pride of place, and they want to preserve existing programs that work well. That's an example of using information from interacting with folks in the Social Capital Survey to design how we're doing the fall grant cycle we're calling Excellence in the New Economic Era. We understand that communities and organizations are stressed more now than ever, and we want to make sure that we're helping them achieve their goals in raising social capital.
That's pretty good news, because this new economic era does not seem to be as pretty as some of the previous economic eras.
And it might last for a very long time.
All the optimism right there going right out
not
the window.
Not all of it.
Well, as you point out in this survey, and as the Community Foundation of Tompkins County seems to bear out in the work that you do on a daily basis, it's not all about the money. There are elements of our economy. There are elements of our income that goes well beyond the almighty dollar.
That's right. And what we're about is impact. We're about making the changes people want to see made in our community and having effectiveness and efficiency in the philanthropy we do. You can do that only with information like the Social Capital Survey. And businesses are invested in this, too. They want to attract and retain employees that are good for the community. They want to be good corporate citizens. That's why the Chamber is involved. The Chamber is very, very invested in understanding that social capital is good for business, it's good for government, it's good for the not-for-profit sector, it's good for communities and neighborhoods as well. So this is a place where you have a win-win-win all over the place.
One of the things that I find makes this community unique as somebody who's been in a number of communities now is that there is this benevolent business model that is pervasive in our area,
right.
in Tompkins County,
right.
in Cortland County, where businesses are committed to giving back as part of their business plan.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of small businesses here, small business owners. The line between individual philanthropy and business or corporate philanthropy sometimes can be very, very thin. So folks understand that they're giving in their community to benefit their employees, their customers, their clients, as well as to express their own personal values about why they chose to do business here. They could, you know, be involved in any number of ways, but they're involved in such a way that they understand their value and their connection in the community as well.
George Ferrari, we have to do this again.
I would love to do it again.
I appreciate
you can
your
tell
time,
I like
Ms. Gordon.
Doing
yeah, and it's inspiring, and
thank
it's
you.
It's reassuring, and in many ways you give voice to the things that many of us feel in our community, that power of community, that
right.
sense of a safety net, and this, and for those who don't get out of Tompkins County very often, how unique our community is with the sense of community that we have defined here.
That's
so
right.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you, and
thank
you come
you
back
much.
Anytime, and thank you for your work.
Thank you, Lee.
Our guest, George Ferrari, Executive Director for the Community Foundation of Tompkins County. As part of All Things Equal, our weekly radio show featuring community conversations over issues of race, class, equity, sustainability. All Things Equal, sponsored by the Cayuga Medical Center, Ithaca City School District, Cornell University, Tompkins-Cortland Community College, Ithaca College, and Wegmans, with support from the Cayuga Radio Group and Tompkins County Chamber of Commerce. All Things Equal's executive producer is Gary Stewart. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we'll do it again, this time next week, right here on News Talk WHCU.